Kenora, 1660 and 760. Number six, Just Push Play at $1.70. And two, Raise You 10, no third. 4, 6, and 2, race four at Wingatui. Well, as we know, Blake Shin has made Hong Kong home for this racing season. He's had multiple seconds, but last night there was a special moment.
Green Dispatch in front here for Shin. He's starting to knock up. They're charging from all angles. Speedy Wally, CP Power, Green Dispatch in front, holds on to win. Shin's on the scoreboard. Green Dispatch has
won. It was his breakthrough win, and Blake Shin joins us from Hong Kong. Well done, mate.
Thanks, Andrew. Yeah, it was it was a bit of a relief, but a great thrill to finally get that. Well, I shouldn't say finally; it's only been a couple of meetings, but just to get it out of the way and get that first winner on the board. It's a big thrill.
And I reckon it's just been those seconds that would have been frustrating you a little bit.
It has been a little bit frustrating. Yeah, it's been so close, the first couple of meetings, 5 or 6 seconds and a couple of thirds and fourths. But, you just got to try and look on the bright side of things and stay positive and put things into perspective. And, yeah, that's all I've really tried to do in my mindset and say to myself it was only a matter of time and just keep turning up and, do what I do best, and if it was going to happen last night, it was meant to be, and thankfully it was.
How was the reception, mate, coming back? Was it known that you'd had those seconds? Did the locals congratulate you?
They did, yeah. But look, honestly, it was really wonderful. I think everyone was feeling just as much frustration as I was, to be honest, Andrew. And it was really nice. People, not just from Australia, but like the whole racing community in Hong Kong, trainers, owners, racing participants, jockeys, they were really, really nice and give their support to me when I got that first winner. And it was really, really touching that the people reception when I got that winner last night.
And Blake, I know your mum was there on the weekend. Please say that she was there last night.
No, she wasn't. But it was her birthday yesterday, and it was nice to be able to ride a winner, Andrew, on her birthday. And as we all know, one of my close friends, Peter Roble, he's in Hong Kong. And not at the moment, he flew home early hours of this morning, but it was nice to have him on track and share that moment with me. It was pretty special.
Yeah, it would be. Mate, you've been getting rides. You would be happy, wouldn't you, with the amount that you've been getting?
Yeah, I'm extremely happy, Andrew, with the support I've been getting. It's quite overwhelming, really, that people have been offering their support and giving, trying to give me rides and support. It's it's been really nice. I must say, I feel I've been working extremely hard. Just behind the scenes, and it's just what you've got to do. And as you can see, the support has been there. But you're sort of in life, getting what you put in, and I feel I'm getting the rewards from that. But you've got to get the job done on race day, and it's just nice that I could do that yesterday, and hopefully more opportunities can come from that.
We're all in a WhatsApp. There's a large group. Blake, when he first got there, sent out a WhatsApp to I don't know how many people, Blake, but you sent it out to a lot of people. And even, I don't want to pry too much because it's a WhatsApp, but even this morning, people like, and I know they won't mind me saying, but John O'Shea, Ken Callender, John Sargent, Kim Waugh, and Lance O'Sullivan have all joined in the WhatsApp to say congratulations. I mean, it must give you a buzz to get that reaction from back here.
Yeah, it is. It is nice, Andrew. Look, as it's been really, it's been really wonderful from everyone all around the world. you know, I like to think that I've, you know, I pride myself on my reputation and building, you know, a lot of, you know, relationships and you know, that's developed into close friendships over, you know, 16 years of riding. But not only that, I've been in the industry for, you know, all my life, and I've developed, you know, some wonderful friends, and you know, it's nice to have them following my career in Hong Kong and you know, having their support, and I feel like I have, you know, them riding with me on the track, and I just want to do them proud, and that's what it's all about, and I'm striving to do that for everyone.
Well, it's a huge plus, mate, now that you've got that first winner behind you. You'll remember it for many years to come for the Shum stable, and we just wanted to grab you for a few minutes. Well done on that achievement, mate, and let there be plenty more.
Thanks very much, Andrew. Appreciate the chat.
Good on you. Blake Shin joining us there from Hong Kong following that most important breakthrough win last night at Happy Valley. Now, race 8 at Addington, number 2, She's a Ripper. It's the shorty here, and they're not afraid of jumping in. 135 to 130 fixed odds, $1.40 the tote. 8 Chasing Fame's the next one, but drifting to 480. They're all over, number 2, She's a Ripper.